With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Thousands of survivors of California's devastating Eaton Fire could be facing some very hefty tax bills. Rich Thomason explains.
They've been getting settlements from the utility accused of causing the fire. However, they now face the possibility of the payments being taxed as income. That could take a big chunk of the money, could also affect eligibility for government benefits. The news is causing confusion and panic among survivors. A bipartisan House bill aims to extend tax relief for wildfire-related compensation, but the bill's future is uncertain. Rich Thomason reporting.
President Trump offering mixed messages about the road ahead in the war against Iran, saying he's in no rush to end the conflict, while also expressing confidence that further negotiations with Tehran will soon be taking place in Pakistan. FBI Director Kash Patel is suing Atlantic Magazine.
It's a $250 million defamation lawsuit claiming an article that talked about mismanagement at the agency and his alleged excessive drinking was false. The Atlantic said it stood by its reporting and would vigorously defend against the meritless lawsuit. In the article posted on the magazine's website Friday, author Sarah Fitzpatrick said Patel is deeply concerned about losing his job and that he has good reasons to think so, including some having to do with what witnesses described as bouts of excessive drinking and unexplained absences. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Well, authorities in Louisiana are still trying to sort out the details of that weekend massacre that left 8 children dead. 31-year-old Shamar Elkins opened fire on his family, killing 7 of his children plus another child. Police officers later shot and killed Elkins. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Indiana. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The South Madison County School Corporation has agreed to pay $200,000 to a counselor who was fired. Kathy McCord was dismissed when she refused to abide by a county policy requiring school officials to conceal from parents the fact that their child was living as the opposite sex in class. Alliance Defending Freedom represented McCord and says, quote, "No American should be fired for expressing her beliefs." Michael Harrington reporting.
In the midst of the war in Iran, Christian ministries abroad continue to spread the gospel, and television is a big part of that. For 2 decades, Christian TV channels produced in the U.S. and Europe have made their way into Iranian homes. Thousands of satellite dishes dot the rooftops of Tehran, as well as many other Iranian cities. This is SRN News. Former soccer player Brandon Aubrey has become the highest-paid kicker in the history of the National Football League. Here's Bob Agnew.
The Dallas Cowboys and Aubrey have agreed to a $28 million 4-year contract. He'll get $20 million guaranteed and becomes the first kicker with a $7 million annual average. Aubrey's a former professional soccer player whose NFL career started when he was 28. The 31-year-old 6 field goals of at least 60 yards are the most in league history. He's also among the most accurate, with a career rate of 88.2%. Bob Agnew reporting.
Justice Department filing a complaint against Washington, D.C. and its water authority for a massive sewage leak into the Potomac River. The leak from a deteriorating pipeline spilled 240 million gallons of raw sewage. The pipeline collapsed in January. That complaint alleges D.C. Water failed to maintain the system. More details, srnnews.com.